Hare Krishna. So, I'm not Radha Govinda, but I like the name Radha Govinda very much. And I fully agree that Radha Govinda ki jai. So, we will do transcendental substitution. Hare Krishna. Substitution. Replacement. Tako to se bo po slovensko substitution. Zamenjava. Yes.
Zlata zamena.
Kakva?
Zlata.
Zlata
zamena. Gold.
Why? Zakaj? Ampak zakaj? Why gold?
You gold.
Yeah, okay, if diamond replaced with gold. you have golden vision. I'll see. Yes, we have a choice, either to speak on the verse which mentions the sun movement or Brahma, who is called here Karma Maya, the result of pious activity for 100 births. What would you prefer, the sun or Brahma or both? Yeah, today is Bhadra Purnima, right? Visharupa Mahotsava today. Oh, yes. Yes, today is very good day to speak about Srimad Bhagavatam. Because it's very simple. There is a very simple method to go to the spiritual world. Very easy. You get the full Bhagavatam, and you can buy either, in India, it's a book like this, or whatever, full Bhagavatam, and you make a golden throne and give it as a present to somebody on this Purnima. Finished. You go to the spiritual world, according to the Puranas. Easy. Or you could try to maybe make the golden throne with your consciousness and words and give it some other way. It's a very good day to distribute Srimad Bhagavatam. Okay. This is the day. So, Visharupa Mahotsava, if I understand correctly, this is the same Visharupa who, this is the brother of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who took sannyas, and probably also this same day, right? He entered Nityananda Prabhu's body, okay. So we will read Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, text, chapter 20, the structure of the universe. We begin from text 29, which is a long prose text. Prose texts in Sanskrit are called gadya. Om agyanati mirandasya gyananjana shalakaya chakshurun militam yena tasmai shri gurave namaham. Akande manalakaram vyahtayena characharam tatpadam darshitam yena tasmai shri gurave namaham. Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindhubhyevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaham. Yasya prasadadagyopi sadhya sarvagyatam vrajesa shri chaitanya devami bhagavansam prasidatu. May shri chaitanya mahaprabhu, the supreme personality of Godhead, be fully merciful unto me. By his grace a complete fool can get all knowledge in one moment. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adaita Gadadhara Shivasati Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So text 29.
Ivam eva dadhi mandodat parata pushkara dvipas tato dvigunayama samandata upakalpita samanena svadudakena samudrena bahiravrito yasmin brihat pushkaram jvalana shikham malat kanaka patrayutayutam bhagavata kamala sanasya dhyasanam pratikal parikalpitam.
Outside the ocean of yogurt is another island known as Pushkaradvipa, which is 6,400,000 yojanas, or 51,200,000 miles wide, twice as wide as the ocean of yogurt. So each next circle is twice as wide. It is surrounded by an ocean of very tasteful water, as broad as the island itself. On Pushkara Dvipa, there is a great lotus flower with 100 million pure golden petals, as effulgent as the flames of fire. That lotus flower is considered the sitting place of Lord Brahma, who is the most powerful living being, and who is therefore sometimes called Bhagavan. So, here's no purport, I'll read a few more.
Tadviva madhye manasottara namaika evarva chinapara chinavarshayor maryada chalo yutayo jano chrayaya mo yatratu Chatasrishu dikshu chattvari purani lokapalanam indradinam yaduparishtad suryarathasya merum paribhramatam samvatsaratmakam chakram devanamahoratrabhyam paribhramati.
In the middle of that island is a great mountain named Manasottara, which forms the boundary between the inner side and the outer side of the island. So all the other islands are divided into seven pieces lengthwise, and this is not lengthwise, but in the middle. So there is inside and outside. So it's a different, you can see it's a different system in this island. On that mountain, in the four directions, are the residential quarters of demigods such as Indra. In the chariot of the sun god, the sun travels on the top of the mountain in an orbit called the Samvatsara, encircling Mount Meru. The sun's path on the northern side is called Uttarayana, and its path on the southern side is called Dakshinayana. One side represents a day for the demigods, and the other represents their night.
A short purport. The movement of the sun is confirmed in the Brahma Samhita 5.52. Yasya gaya brahmati samrita kala chakram. The sun orbits around Mount Sumeru for 6 months on the northern side and for 6 months on the southern. This adds up to the duration of a day and night of the demigods in the upper planetary systems.
31. Tadvipasya pyadipati prayavrato vidihotro namahai tasyatma jauramanaka dhataki namano varshapati niyojya sasvayam purvajavad bhagavat karmashila evaste. The ruler of this island, the son of Maharaj Priyavrata named Vidihotra, had two sons. So all the others had seven, they had seven parts. He has two, just for two parts, named Ramanaka and Dhataki. He granted the two sides of the island to these two sons and then personally engaged himself in activities for the sake of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
like his elder brother Medhatithi, the one from the previous island. 32.
Tadvarsha purusha bhagavantam brahmarupinam sakarmakena karmanaradhayanti dam chodaharanti.
For the fulfillment of material desires,
sakarmakena,
the inhabitants of this tract of land worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead as represented by Lord Brahma. They offer prayers to the Lord as follows. And then we have one verse in the prayer.
Yattat karma mayam lingam brahma lingam janor chayet ekantam advayam shantam tasmai bhagavate namaiti.
I think we can read the word for word, at least for this one. Let's chant the word for word.
Yat,
which,
tat,
that, karma mayam, obtainable by the Vedic ritualistic system,
lingam,
the form,
brahma lingam,
which makes known the Supreme Brahman,
jana,
a person,
archayet,
must worship,
ekantam,
who has full faith in the One Supreme. So you can see, we are still monotheistic, even though we worship God in so many forms, in so many manifestations.
Advayam,
non-different.
Shantam,
peaceful.
Tasmai,
unto Him.
Bhagavate,
the most powerful.
Namaha,
our respects.
Iti,
thus. So, translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Lord Brahma is known as Karma Maya. And this is Maya with short A. There is Maya, Maya. So that's the big Maya energy of Krishna, and with the short arm, karma maya, or in Bengali they will say karma moy, because they pronounce short a as o, karma moy. Like they may sing Ramo, Rado, and so forth, sometimes. So, karma maya means made of karma. So with short A, it means composed of, one who is composed of karma. Lord Brahma is known as Karma Maya, the form of ritualistic ceremonies. Because by performing ritualistic ceremonies, one may attain his position, and because the Vedic ritualistic hymns become manifest from him, he is devoted to the Supreme Personality of Godhead without deviation. And therefore, in one sense, he is not different from the Lord. Nevertheless, he should be worshipped not as the monists worship him, but in duality. You can see Prabhupada puts a little commentary here. One should always remain a servitor of the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Worshipable Deity. We, therefore, offer our respectful obeisances unto Lord Brahma, the form of manifest Vedic knowledge. The form of manifest Vedic knowledge. Brahmalingam, okay. The form of manifest Vedic knowledge. Perfect. In this verse, the word karma mayam, obtainable by the Vedic ritualistic system, is significant. The Vedas say, sadharma nishta shata jamabi puman virinchatam eti.
One who strictly follows the principles of varnashrama dharma for at least 100 births will be rewarded with the post of Lord Brahma. It is also significant that although Lord Brahma
is extremely powerful, he never thinks himself one with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He always knows that he is an eternal servitor of the Lord. Because the Lord and the servant are identical on the spiritual platform, Brahma is herein addressed as Bhagavan. Bhagavan is the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, but if a devotee serves him with full faith, the meaning of the Vedic literature is revealed to him. Therefore, Brahma is called Brahma Linga, which indicates that his entire form consists of Vedic knowledge. Hare Krishna. Bhagavad Dharma is the path of perfection. Path of perfection as a result of following the Bhagavatam, and path of perfection because even in this world, if we take help from the Bhagavatam, everything will be perfect. And of course, what is the main part that has to be perfect in our life? What is the main part that we want perfect first of all? Health. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. First. Yeah, okay, yes. Then let me make it more precise. Health of what? Spiritual health, yes. That's the first. Because health of the body will be based on the health of the mind. Let's say health of the body will be based on the health of prana, life airs. Health of prana will be based on the health of the mind, and the health of the mind will be based on the health of your consciousness, spiritual consciousness. So, of course, we have this famous Latin mens sana, corpore sane. Incorporation. So in the healthy body, healthy spirit. Yeah, they say spirit, but actually they say the mind. Yeah. So point is that we have these three systems in the body. We have the air part, we have the physical part, and we have the mind part. And you can influence the others from one. Each one influences each other one. So if you have problem in one, it will create problems in others, and vice versa. If you make one part healthy or good, so it will help to make also it will also help to make other parts good. But the best thing is to have proper balance in all the areas, in different areas. So Bhagavatam teaches us how to reach perfection and how to act perfectly even now and have everything best or ideal. And Brahma here, you can see, he's our great teacher. And interestingly enough, he's called Brahmalinga. He's called one who has the body made of Veda. This is what Prabhupada translates. His entire form consists of Vedic knowledge. His entire form consists of Vedic knowledge. So this is the ideal. So all of us here are supposed to look like Veda, act like Veda, and think like Veda. And you can choose the part of the Veda which you want to look like. Hopefully not Kama Sutra. Actually, Kama Sutra is also pious. It describes, in the West, this is the most famous Indian text, but nobody understands that sexual part is just one little chapter out of many chapters which describe how to properly satisfy the senses with the proper consciousness. But you can see that even a large group of Krishna's gopis in Vrindavan are Shruti Chari gopis. In chapter 87, in the 10th canto, we see that the personified Vedas, pray to the Lord, please, we aspire to become gopis. We aspire to become gopis. So some of the Vedas, the most fortunate ones, the most elevated ones, become gopis. So it's quite an interesting concept that in Brahmaloka, everybody is a personified book. Of course, when we say book, we understand that book is this, you know, paper. But this is just, you know, this book exists, this type of book exists only since when Gutenberg started. 600 years, when did he start? 15th century. Yeah, so let's say 600 years, this type of a book. And before that, okay, we had some manuscripts, before that some others. But you can see that what we mean is... Not even the text. Mahatma Prabhu sometimes offers a scary proposition, to like a mental experiment. Which part of recommendations do you value very much in the Bhagavatam, and which part of Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita or Prabhupada's books recommendations you would think is very important to practice? So, yes. And in your life, how it will look? Yeah, okay. Which else? What else? Which principles from the Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita you think are very nice and important? Huh? So which Bhagavad Dharma, which of the principles? Because Prabhupada says it's not about the language, it's about spiritual techniques.
Association.
Association, yes. Association. With whom? Devotees, yes. And Mishaprabhu, what was your principle, quality, virtue, ideal? What do you think is very important? Shravanam Kirtanam, truthfulness. Nitaidoya Prabhu. Must be mercy. With your name should be mercy, right? Which quality? Please choose everybody one quality from the Shastra for this experiment. What is your favorite quality in the Bhagavatam? Radhika? Any, just to pick one, which you like. Any quality you like. Which? Any quality. You know the qualities. I know you know. That you like. Which? Huh?
humility. Okay, Misha assigned humility to you. Yes? Tolerance. Yes. Tolerance. Yeshua the Lord, Prabhu? Patience. What do you like? Which quality in the Bhagavatam, described in the Bhagavatam, you like? You have? Determination. Nice. Simplicity. Good. Prabhu? Huh? Oh, and how? Gopal Vallabha. Wow. Gokul Vallabha. Gokul Vallabha. Gokul Vallabha. How? Hearing. Okay, hearing, yes, okay. Okay. Spiritual master, okay. Have you chosen one? How about balance? Huh? Thankfulness. Gratefulness.
Taking shelter.
Yes. Compassion, yes. Denise? Well, you said, Varna, yes. Blush? Serving?
Serving spirit.
Spirit. Ashtasaki, you have some? Preference? Ashtasaki? Determination.
Equanimity.
Equanimity, yes. All right, so... Did you name one?
Yes.
Simplicity, right. Okay. Mirko? Humility, nice. So, Mahatma Prabhu says that imagine that somebody films you with a hidden camera the whole day. The whole day. And by this film, when they look at this film, will they be able to say, oh, he thinks that very important is humility, compassion, truthfulness, association, determination. So by just by seeing your, you know, the movie of your day, by seeing how you live, can one conclude, oh, that's his high principle. You can see this is his very important principle in his life. So this is, of course, a somewhat scary proposition. Oh, as you say, one day, not today, tomorrow. Better tomorrow after 20 years. But... But this is the point. And this is the idea. And you can see this is Srila Prabhupada's genius also, how he translates these sometimes abstract sounding qualities into in practical action. And in fact, this is our task, to translate these principles into our day. So we have the sun mentioned here. And there is a very famous verse, Ayurharati vaipum san udyan astan chayanaso tasyarte yatkshano nita utta mashloka vartaye. With each rising and setting, the sun cuts off one day out of your life. So in Vedic astrology, the sun is considered a krura graha, a cruel, harsh planet. There are soft, benevolent, and cruel, harsh planets. So sun is considered krura graha, even though he gives life to the whole universe. But still, with every with, movement, with his movement, he shortens our life. Except, the Bhagavatam says,
those who have dedicated at least kshana.
Kshana is something like 1/3 of a second, some fraction of a second, who has dedicated at least a fraction of a second, or figuratively speaking, some time, to Uttama Shloka Vartaya, to the discussions about glorious Lord, the glorious Lord. So that includes all of you. Because at least not even one moment, you can see many moments you have dedicated, right? So your life is not shortened. Your life is actually fulfilled. Actually, Gaur Govinda Maharaj says, and others say, that the day when we didn't read the Bhagavatam is lost, is useless. The day when we, and also it's quite interesting. I just looked at the Vyasa Puja offerings. I see several prominent disciples of Srila Prabhupada. I see Satsarup Maharaj. He has taken a rule of reading 41 page Vaisheshika Prabhu's, you know, page by page become a sage. 41 pages of Srimad Bhagavatam every day. And he says it makes a miraculous influence on his life. And then I see Shachinanand Maharaj. Again, the Bhagavatam, every day, immersing into studying and reading the Bhagavatam. So, so Gaur Govinda Maharaj says, so the day when we didn't study the Bhagavatam is lost. This year also I heard from Madhavananda Prabhu a very interesting quote from Gaur Govinda Maharaj, where he says that if you take one thing for a sadhana, it should be studying Srimad Bhagavatam. Reading Srimad Bhagavatam. I think I mentioned this already yesterday. Of course, we know Prabhupada says in Chaitanya Charitamrita, somebody asked, how about this quote from Chaitanya Charitamrita? Prabhupada says, the most important order of the spiritual master is you should chant at least 16 rounds every day. And here he says that if you do one part of sadhana, then it should be the Bhagavatam. So Madhavananda Prabhu said, well, 16 rounds is a given. You must. There's no even question of not chanting. But then, aside from 16 rounds, which one, he said, this is the Bhagavatam. Studying the Bhagavatam. So, what means studying the Bhagavatam? Studying the Bhagavatam, of course, this is the purifying, this is a very purifying stream or river. It's a river of nectar. This is a river of nectar, which purifies our consciousness, our heart, our life. Any touch with the Bhagavatam purifies our life. But why does it purify our life? Because it speaks, it has the names of the Lord, it describes the glories of the Lord, but even more importantly than glories of the Lord and qualities of the Lord, it describes the glories and qualities of devotees. It's mentioned, it's more important. Because, you know, the Lord, you can say, he's God. Of course he's God, you know, he can do anything. But when we see devotees, Pandavas tolerate exile, tolerate, Dhritarashtra tries to kill them 50 times, 100 times, and they still, you know, serve him, oh, dear uncle, please. You can see, it's incredible. Kunti Devi says, let me just always remember you. So when we see all of these, Bhishma Dev and all the devotees are here, Priyavrata, all these other amazing devotees. So when we read even Brahma, how Brahma becomes the creator. So when we read about the qualities of the devotees, the glories of the devotees, it has deeper influence on our life. So, and then we are supposed to put it in our life. Of course, Prabhupada gives a quote that even if you simply like, that's in the first canto, he says, if anybody who simply appreciates, if you simply like, appreciate means you like, if you like what devotees do here, you are guaranteed to go to the spiritual world. Yeah? So if the Bhagavatam book were a Facebook, you would put a like under each text
under each paragraph. You would like.
Yeah, but how do you do this? You just read it, you know? You read it and you think, yeah, I like. Krishna counts, you know, how many likes in your heart you put. He can put like on every word. He can put like on every syllable. Yeah, put the, yeah, read like this. With the thumbs up. Give your thumbs up to the Bhagavatam. And this is the verse that Niranjan Maharaj loves to quote. Shuto nupadito dyato adrito vanumodita.
This is 11:2:12. Adrito vanumodita. Sadhya punati sadharmo deva vishva druhopihi. Pure devotional service rendered,
or the Bhagavad Dharma or sadharma rendered to the Supreme Lord is spiritually so potent that simply by hearing about such transcendental service, like we hear about Brahma surrendering to Krishna, by chanting its glories in response. Yes? Even everybody who is in the class, you chant the glories in response. If you say, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, or, you know, we chant the word for word, we say, Brahmalingam. Yeah, and we glorify Brahma, that he is personified Vedas also. So we chant in response. So by hearing, by chanting its glories in response, by meditating on it, by respectfully and faithfully accepting it. So anumodita means actually appreciating. You know, and you say, oh, that's good. That's, I like it. That's nice. Or at least you can say, that's cool. You know. This is the Leipzig ISKCON website, krishnaiscool.de. On Harinam they go with a banner, you know, krishnaiscool.de, you know, just so first of all everybody sees, aha, this is Krishna is cool, and second of all they see where to find more information. This is the address for the website, you know, they have a little flag and krishnaiscool.de. Or by praising the devotional service of others. Do you praise devotional service of others? Your devotional service is wonderful, Prabhus and Madhuris. Okay. So you can make sure you praise somebody's devotional service today. At least you praise Srila Prabhupada's devotional service. But it's even better if you encourage some devotee. Even persons who hate the demigods and all other living beings can be immediately purified. So this is the power. So even if we like, if we appreciate, this is what Prabhupada writes in the first canto, even if we appreciate these stories about devotees who do the pure devotional service, it purifies immediately, it says here. One immediately becomes eligible to go to the spiritual world. So Brahma is called Brahma Lingam and Karma Mayam. So he shows the path for the karmis, and this is the slow path for the karmis. They just act piously, yes, do everything, you know, give charity, take bath in the morning, be also good qualities, but not so much devotional service, maybe in like varnashrama dharma itself. It should be properly as Veda means varnashrama dharma. It should be only Daivi Varnasham Dharma. Should be only Daivi Varnasham Dharma. Meaning that it should be at least Bhakti Mishra Karma Yoga. Minimum. Better
Karma Mishra Bhakti Yoga. And best, it should be just Shuddha Bhakti Yoga with carrying out all our duties. That's the best recommendations. But sometimes we have two doubts. One doubt is that, who can do pure bhakti? That's one doubt. And second doubt, whoever, it's not me, you know. Maybe somebody can, but that's not me, definitely. Who is a pure devotee? Who can do a pure? So it takes actually some work to even believe in the possibility and in the power of pure bhakti, to put our trust in bhakti. And the second one is that how can I do all my activities as bhakti? Come on. Going to the toilet or taking bath or cooking or going to the office or doing some other work, how can it be bhakti? How can I do this as bhakti? Yeah, same way as chanting japa, same way as everything else we offer. All the activities need to be anukulyana, offered to Krishna, dovetailed, harmonized. Prabhupada always emphasizes. And then, and that's pure devotion. So therefore, if somebody doesn't have sufficient trust in bhakti, or sufficient understanding of bhakti, that everything can be done as an offering to Krishna, and should be done as an offering, loving offering to Krishna. So then, okay, do it as at least as duty. At least as duty, at least as karma yoga. So then one will advance, and also one will be purified, and then one will get another and another chance to associate with devotees. And then one will achieve perfection. So Brahmaji is giving us, giving everybody the example how to act, the example how to surrender to Krishna, the example how to be busy acting in this world. So Brahmaji is building the whole universe. Is it material or not? I mean, this is the material universe. He does everything in the universe. He makes the full design and construction of the universe. But he does it as pure devotional service. Especially our Brahmaji, especially this, you know, now he's already, Brahma Samhita describes, he has already realized, I am a gopi. and he's only 50. And he, I mean, we think 50, okay, means already some disease is there. Yes. But Brahmaji is, you know, his Brahma Maya is, his body is made of pure consciousness. So it doesn't have a disease. He still has 50 years of taking care of this universe. So he does it as pure devotional service. Teaching us how to do this in pure devotional service. So he's teaching how to do everything, teaching everybody how to do everything as pure devotional service. And then the sun regulates everybody. The sun engages everybody in work. Yeah? So with every rising and setting, the sun wakes everybody up. With the movement, it moves the clock. The sun moves the clock. All the clocks are based on the sun and the movements of the sun in the sky. Doesn't matter what is your schedule, even if you are a freelancer who works in the night, whatever, doesn't matter. Still, it's still you are connected to time. Your activity is connected to time. So sun, that means it's connected to the sun. So that means sun pushes you forward, at least in karma. But ideally, if you are pious, then in some pious activity, at least you see, oh, it's Sunday feast, I should go to the temple. Or it's morning, it's the time for the temple program. And if we also use some of time given to us for immersing our consciousness in studying pure devotional service, Bhagavad Dharma, and practicing. Then everything is fully successful. Everything is fully successful, and gradually you become also a Bhagavata. Bhagavata means a devotee, or as Prabhupada says, oneness. What is the oneness between Brahma and Krishna? It's like Prabhupada says, servitor and the served in one sense are one. It's like if you drive somebody in a car. You are going with the same speed, in the same direction, in the same place. So if you, for example, drive Krishna in your heart, then you're also there. You're always, so that's the sense how you are always connected to the Lord. Like a driver and the passenger in a car. So then by studying you become the Bhagavatas, and you become Brahma Mayas, and you become a book. A text, because we think a book should have paper pages. No, you don't have paper pages necessarily. You become a sacred text. You become a sacred text, which is with illustrations. With your every step is a picture, not just a static picture, but a moving picture. You are a movie. You become spiritual movies, moving around and illustrating the Bhagavatam, giving entertainment to Krishna, and entertainment and inspiration to everybody else by your devotional service. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So let's be spiritual movies, not horror movies. Let's be the instructive movies and not about the mistakes. But even if mistakes, no problem. We can still move forward and please Krishna. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Radha Govinda Prabhu Ki Jai. The Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Bhadra Purnima Ki Jai, and Vishwarupa Mahotsava, Prabhupada taking sannyas to give Bhagavatam to all of us, Ki Jai, and Srila Prabhupada bringing the holy name to all of us, Ki Jai, and yesterday we had Haridas Thakur disappearance also. He's both teaching and chanting and acting, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. You are wonderful because you not only act, he says some act properly and some teach properly, but you do both. So that's the best. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.